Once upon a time, there was a young king named Theodore. He was really a nice fellow, but he had one habit which kept things in a constant state of confusion in the palace and the kingdom itself. He wanted things perfect, but there was almost always some little thing that kept them from being that way. As a result, well, listen as Feodor gets up in a happy mood this morning and calls for his companion, Dorfel.
Dorfel! Oh, Dorfel! Hurry!
Yes, Your Majesty, at once.
Great news! I've found which side of the bed is the right side, at last! Now we can move the bed against the wall, right side outside, and I'll never get out on the wrong side again! It will be perfect!
Wonderful, sire, wonderful. I'll be right in...
Hello! Dorfel! Oh, no, not again!
Yes, sire, I'm afraid so. I tripped again in the very same place.
Are you hurt, Dorfel?
No, not really. Just shaken up a bit.
Oh, I am sorry, Dorfel, but honestly, won't you ever remember to be careful out there in the hall?
I try, sire. But, oh, Your Majesty, won't you ever find the kind of wood you want so the floor can be finished out there in the hall?
Now, Dorfel?
Or couldn't you maybe possibly use some very dark walnut or mahogany instead of ebony?
Dorfel, you know that hall would be perfect floored with ebony. Should I settle for anything less than perfection?
Yes, Your Majesty, begging your pardon. But if just once in a while you'd settle for something less than perfection, life would be ever so much easier. Things can't ever be really perfect in this life.
Aha! That's where you're wrong, Dorfel. Didn't I finally find just the right color to paint the walls of the council room?
Yes, sire. At least you found a color to please you.
Rich royal blue. Perfect. And now, this morning, I finally found the right side of the bed. We'll move it against the wall with the wrong side inside, the right side outside. Wait a minute. Which side did I get out of just now?
Oh, Your Majesty.
Oh, dear. When you fell, Dorfel, I guess it must have slipped my mind.
So the bed stays in the center of the room after all.
Be glad you have a king who won't settle for anything less than perfection. And now, go tell the cook I'm ready for my breakfast.
Yes, sire. Only, I'm sorry, sire. Have you forgotten? There isn't any cook.
Isn't any? Oh, yes.
Yes, you fired the 51st cook we'd hired this year just yesterday because the spice nuts she made were soggy.
Spice nuts happen to be my favorite cookie. Dear me, am I ever going to find someone who can make them perfectly?
I don't know, sire.
And in the meantime, who cooks my breakfast?
Well, really,
you?
I know...
Well, yes, I guess it will have to be you, Dorfel, since there's nobody else. Fix me some eggs and pancakes.
But I can't cook, Your Majesty.
It can't be helped. You'll just have to do the best you can till I find a cook who can bake spice nuts.
Oh, all right. But something has to be done. Yes, something has to be done. And that's why I've come to you, Granny Flinders. You were nursemaid to King Theodore. You should know him better than anybody.
Indeed, and I do. High time somebody came to ask my opinion, too. I can see things are all at sixes and sevens in this castle, all because of Theodore's vanity.
Vanity, Granny Flinders?
Vanity. He thinks he's the only person in the world who knows what's perfect and what's not.
It's true, you know. He thinks the walls of the council room are a perfect color, for instance, and their color makes me feel sick whenever I go in there.
Ever tell him so?
Tell him so? Oh, Granny, he's the king.
Ah, yes, and that's his trouble, poor fellow. Because he's king, nobody's ever stood up to him.
But what can we do, Granny? Who can stand up to the king?
Mean to say you don't know? A queen, of course.
A queen?
What Theodore needs is a good, firm-minded wife who'll teach him that the most important thing about a floor is that you can walk on it. That the most important thing about a cook
is that she can cook meals, not spice nuts. You're right, Granny. The king needs a wife. Granny, you're wonderful. I'll tell him at once. That is, as soon as I do what I can in the kitchen, I'll tell him when I take him his breakfast. A queen might save the day. Your breakfast, Your Majesty.
What are those flat black things?
I asked for pancakes, sire. I'll admit they're hardly perfect, but...
And those dark brown objects, not eggs, surely?
Yes, sire. But what can you expect in a castle that doesn't have a queen?
A queen? Whatever put such an idea in your head, Dorful?
Oh, I don't know, Your Majesty. It just suddenly struck me. It's odd that a man so concerned about perfection as yourself isn't bothered because the kingdom doesn't have a queen.
A queen? It's true. Most kingdoms do have them.
They do, sire.
Isn't that curious? I never thought of it before. Of course, I'd want one who was beautiful, sweet, lovable.
Oh, of course. I'm sure we could find one who answered those requirements, Your Majesty. Why, King Lindsay in the country next to ours has 3 daughters.
But wait. I've just thought of something else. She has to be able to make spice nuts.
Spice nuts? The queen?
Oh, of course. I want a queen who can make spice nuts. Then it won't matter if the cook can.
But Your Majesty...
No, not another word, Dorful. Tomorrow morning, you and I will set out to visit all the neighboring kingdoms till we find her.
Yes, Your Majesty.
We'll visit all the princesses round about, but no matter how perfect they seem to be, I won't have one who can't make spice nuts.
Well, Your Majesty, we're not having much luck.
No, Dorful, I'm afraid not.
We visited the countries to the east, the 2 to the south, and the 1 on the west. And not one of all the princesses you have met had any idea how to make spice nuts.
Too bad. Some of them were really quite attractive.
Your Majesty, I'm sure if we kept trying, we could find a cook who could make spice nuts.
No, Dorful, it's no use arguing with me. Besides, we've still King Lindsay's daughters to visit. Look, here are his palace grounds now.
Yes, I guess they are. And now...
Whoa! Dorful, look over there among the roses.
Among the roses? Why, a young lady. She must be one of the princesses.
How beautiful she is.
Why, Your Majesty... But she hardly looks the type to make spice nuts.
Spice nuts?
Your Majesty, you mean for a maiden like her, you'd forget spice nuts?
No, what am I saying? Come, Dorful, on to the castle. I shall ask King Lindsay's daughters the same question I've asked all the other princesses. My choice depends on the answer. You are kind to welcome us so graciously, King Lindsay. I take it you have no objections to my asking for the hand of one of your daughters?
None at all, King Theodore. You rule a pleasant kingdom. I'm sure any one of my daughters would be happy with you.
But before I know if one of your daughters is the princess I seek, there is a question I must ask.
Well, very well. They're in the next room. I'll summon my eldest daughter at once. My eldest is a charming and talented young lady, Theodore. Ah, here she is, Princess Helena. May I present His Majesty, King Theodore.
Princess Helena, I am charmed.
Theodore, I have already acquainted Helena with your purpose.
Thank you, King Lindsay.
Theodore, I have been trained to obey my father. If you wish to marry me and my father consents, then naturally I agree.
The thing is, can you cook?
Cook? Are you seeking a wife or a servant?
Oh, I don't mean cook everything. Just one thing, as a matter of fact. Spice nuts, to be exact.
Spice nuts?
Yes, spice nuts.
Well, I never. Really, I... Forgive me, Father. I am willing to become a wife and a queen. But to be interviewed as if I were a cook... No. Good day to you, Theodore.
Well, I must apologize, Feodor, but Helena has always hated the kitchen, and your question is rather unusual.
Well, perhaps so, King Lindsay. Not everyone is as concerned about perfection as I am. But you have two more daughters, I believe.
Oh, I do indeed. I shall summon the second.
Oh, Father, excuse me, but Helena came out and said... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I was just going to send for you, Patricia. King Feodor, may I present my second daughter, Patricia?
I am most happy to meet Your Highness.
So handsome, so charming, and you really are seeking a wife, Feodor?
Well, you would not object to marrying me?
Oh, you've only to smile at me like that. How could I refuse?
There's just one question first, Princess. It's this. Can you make spice nuts?
Can I make what?
Spice nuts.
I never heard of them.
Oh.
Never heard of spice nuts?
No, but... Oh, what does it matter? I can make delicious little coconut cakes. Won't they do?
Yes, Your Majesty. Won't they do?
I'm very sorry. Spice nuts it must be.
Oh, Feodor. Maybe I could learn to make spice nuts.
It is most unfortunate, Princess, but I'm afraid I couldn't take the chance. Realizing perfection is a matter of standing firm, I vowed I would have no queen who couldn't make spice nuts.
Just when I find a man I can love, he won't have me.
No, no, Patricia, control yourself. Oh, my, come, I'll take you to the library.
I'm sorry, really, I am sorry, Dorful, but perfection is a matter of standing firm. Besides, none of these was the maiden I saw in the garden.
That's true.
Shh! The king is returning.
King Feodor, I have brought back my youngest daughter, Estralita.
Estralita? That's your name.
How do you do, King Feodor?
I am enchanted to meet you, Princess. Oh, forgive me, but I must say it. Beyond any princess I have ever seen, you fill my heart with joy.
You are so kind to say so, Feodor. However...
Yes, alas, there is a however.
There is indeed. And before King Feodor continues, I think I should tell him frankly, I shall marry no man unless he can play the harmonica.
What?
The harmonica. It's my favorite instrument.
You mean that comb-sized wheeze pipe that children play?
Children sometimes play it. It takes real talent to play the harmonica well. Can you, Feodor?
Yes. How about it, Feodor? Can you play the harmonica?
Oh, my stars and garters.
What's so funny, Dorful?
I'm sorry, Your Majesty. It's just that your own medicine doesn't taste so good, does it?
I'm waiting for your answer, Feodor. Can you play the harmonica?
Well, frankly, no.
I'm sorry, Feodor. It is most unfortunate. But realizing perfection is a matter of standing firm, I vowed I would never marry a man who couldn't play the harmonica. And so, you do understand, don't you? So sorry. Excuse me, gentlemen. Goodbye, King Feodor.
King Feodor, you look somewhat taken aback.
Taken aback? Why, did you hear what she said? She'll stand firm. She'll refuse even to consider marrying me because I don't play the harmonica. It's absurd, preposterous, ridiculous. How dared she? How... Adorful, how do I stand firm? What do I do now?
Now Feodor has returned rather gloomily to his own castle and is brooding in his room. Meanwhile, his faithful companion Dorful has sought out old Granny Flinders, the king's nurse when he was a baby.
Oh, tell it to me again, Dorful.
She wouldn't marry any man who couldn't play the harmonica.
Ah, she's his queen.
But he can't play the harmonica.
Listen, is that somebody coming along the passage right now?
Granny! Granny Flinders!
It's His Majesty.
So it is. Come right in, Feodor.
Hello, Granny dear. Oh, Dorful, you here?
Well, yes, Your Majesty.
Well, run along now, won't you? I want to talk to Granny.
Yes, of course, Your Majesty. Goodbye, Granny.
Well, Feodor, it's a long time since you've been to see your old Granny Flinders.
Yes, that's true. I've been out looking for a princess to marry, Granny.
Dorful was telling me. He said you couldn't find one who was perfect.
Oh, but I did. The Princess Estrelita is beautiful, lovely. She's perfect.
But I thought none of them could make spice nuts.
Oh, yes. The thing is, Granny, I've been sort of wondering if that is really such an important condition after all.
Why, Feodor, first time in all your life I ever heard you back down on what you considered perfect. Who stood up to you?
Stood up to me? Oh, it wasn't really that. You know, Granny, all of a sudden, I've an idea to take up music. A really well-rounded king ought to be able to play some instrument. A harmonica, for instance.
A harmonica?
If a lovely young lady happens to like the harmonica, well...
So you're doing it to please someone else. Feodor, I'm happy to say I just happened to find the harmonica you used to play years ago. It's right here in this drawer.
Oh, Granny, thank you. I was going to ask...
No need. I hope you get more tune out of it than you used to. But anyway, you're on the right track at last.
Oh, a plague on the pesky thing. Are you laughing at me, Dorful?
Oh, certainly not, sire. I'm admiring the tireless way you practice. You almost got a tune then, too. Oh, try it again.
Oh, it's no good, Dorful. Are you sure you sent that letter to Princess Estrelita?
Positive, sire, weeks ago.
Then why do you suppose she doesn't answer?
I can't imagine, sire, but may I ask what you said in it?
Well, confidentially, I told her that perhaps my ideas of perfection had been a little exaggerated.
Your Majesty!
That making spice nuts wasn't really so important. And then I said I really agreed that playing the harmonica was important, that I was practicing on it, and would do all I could to meet her idea of a perfect husband. Enter! Oh, a page! Take care of whatever it is, Dorful. Oh, how do you play the darn thing?
Thank you, Paige. You may go. Your Majesty, a letter from King Lindsay's court.
What? Give it to me, Dorful. Give it to me quickly.
What did she say, sire?
To His Majesty, King Feodor, greetings. In answer to your letter, I, too, have decided one cannot place too much importance on absolute perfection, and because I believe you and I can be happy, I have reconsidered my decision and will become your queen. I await your answer, the Princess Estrelita. Dorful?
I'm so glad for you, sire.
She loves me. She'll marry me. Tell the decorators. Tell the cooks. Get the tailors. Order the cakes. Shine the wedding bells. She loves me. Everything's perfect now.
Well, Granny, good morning. All ready for the big celebration today?
Yes, I've an idea. There's really going to be some excitement today.
The king and queen married a year now. bless them. And what a difference there's been around here since they got married.
Yes, Fedor's been a good deal easier to live with.
He's a changed man, Granny. He's given up harping about perfection altogether. He floored the hall the first time the Queen asked him. Hasn't fired a cook in a year, put the head of his bed against the wall, and never said another word about which was the wrong side.
Oh, so far things have been smooth, I'll admit. But there'll be ups and downs with that, too. You wait!
Doggone, the doggone!
Oh, good heavens, it's the king. What's happened?
We've got to move the bed. I just got out on the wrong side, cracked my shin, fell over the table. The wrong side's got to be against the wall.
Oh, your majesty, no.
Now, Fedor, anybody can get up on the wrong side of the bed once in a while.
There's no need for it. Things ought to be arranged so it can't happen. Where's the queen?
The queen? Oh, yes. I thought you'd be asking.
Well, what's the matter? Where is she? Where's Estralita?
She's in the council room, Theodore, arranging a surprise for you for your anniversary.
In the council room? A surprise? What could she be doing in there? The council room, indeed.
Now, Your Majesty, don't get so excited.
Coming along, too. Listen, Feodor, remember, perfection is sometimes just a matter of opinion.
A matter of opinion? Ah, here we are.
Now, Feodor, remember, her opinion is as important as yours.
Estralita, what are you doing?
Feodor, darling, I'm having the council room painted another color.
Oh, my beautiful blue walls. You've ruined them. The one perfect thing in all the castle.
Perfect? You thought that color was perfect? Oh, darling, the first moment I laid eyes on it a year ago, I knew it was all wrong. It ought to be red.
Red? Red? Blue was the color. The perfect color. And now look.
You don't think it's an improvement?
It's horrible.
Horrible? Oh, I might have known a man who couldn't play the harmonica wouldn't have any taste.
The harmonica? She's talking about the harmonica, and she can't even make spice nuts.
Your Majesty, please, please.
Spice nuts? Well, if that's all you can think of when I'm trying to improve things, I'll just go to my room and stay there.
Well, why are you both just standing there shaking your heads?
It had to happen, sooner or later.
But she's wrong, isn't she? Isn't she, Dorfel?
Wrong about what, sire? You can't play the harmonica, you...
Who's talking about that? It's the color she smeared all over my beautiful walls. It's horrible, isn't it?
Well, frankly, Your Highness, I never cared much for the blue.
You never... But she couldn't know better than I what's perfect.
She can't even make spice nuts.
No. What's that?
It sounds like someone crying.
I guess it's Her Highness. She didn't go to her room after all.
Estralita? Crying?
But after all, what do you care? She's wrong. Wrong as can be. Can't make spice nuts either.
Oh, stop it, Granny. Estralita, I didn't mean to bump into you. I hope I didn't hurt you.
No, I was just coming in to tell you. I'm sorry. I'll have the walls painted blue again.
No, I was just coming to tell you I was sorry. I like the walls the way they are.
Theodore, you do? You like them red? Oh, darling.
I think they're perfect. I think you're perfect.
Only thing is, the walls aren't red.
Aren't red, Granny? But of course they are. That's the color I was painting them.
Maybe so, but look, Your Highness. Red over blue, they've come out purple.
Why, so they have. Royal purple. And it's perfect.
So it is. Better than red.
Better than blue.
Yes, sometimes it works out like that. Combine two opinions, and you do have something perfect.
Oh, Granny, you're right.
And Feodor, I really don't care that you can't play the harmonica.
You don't, Estralita?
No.
Then for my part, there is something I never want mentioned in this castle again.
Harmonica?
Spice nuts.
Amen.